Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
Say go, New York. Go, New York. Go.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go.
Say go, New York.
York.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Hope your weekend was as lovely as mine. Did you see it? I know you saw it. I know you saw it. I know you had to see it. I know you had to see it because I know I was watching it. And I can't imagine anybody that wasn't watching it. And that is the New York Knicks romping the Philadelphia 76ers without the services of OG Anunoby. The New York Knicks stomped the Philadelphia 76ers 144 to 114 in the closeout game yesterday afternoon, sweeping the Philadelphia 76ers out of the playoffs and advancing to their second consecutive Eastern Conference Finals. First time they did that since the 1999 and 2000 postseasons, by the way. 1999, if you remember, was also the last time the New York Knicks reached the NBA Finals, but that's neither here nor there. The New York Knicks have now won 7 straight playoff games, outscoring the Atlanta Hawks in their last 3 games and the Philadelphia 76ers in these 4 games by 185 points and a margin of 26.4 points per game during this 7-game winning streak. The Knicks are shooting 55% from the field, 43% from three-point range during that streak, and that's important to bring up, ladies and gentlemen, because when you look at the New York Knicks, who were 28th last year under Tom Thibodeau, shooting a three, but are 12th this year shooting the three. If you're going to win the championship, if you're going to win the championship, you got to be able to make perimeter shots. You got to be able to shoot. And when I think about the New York Knicks potentially going up against, Detroit, they got to beat Cleveland, potentially, or San Antonio, or OKC. Every one of those squads got size. Every one of those squads are not going to let you get anything easy in the interior. If you're the New York Knicks, in order to win these series, to be a member of the Final Four, and to be a conference champion, and then ultimately to be an NBA champion, in order for the New York Knicks to pull this off, they're going to have to shoot the ball as effectively as we've been seeing them do throughout these playoffs, particularly these last 7 games. And so that's what the situation is with the New York Knicks right now. Major props to Jalen Brunson, averaged 29 points on 51% shooting from the field, 45% from three-point range, 92% from the free throw line in this 4-game series sweep against the Philadelphia 76ers. Major props to him. Major props to a Knicks defense that held the Sixers to 8 for 35 shooting from three. That was 23% during the game yesterday. Got to remember, New York outscored Philly by 51 points on three-pointers in game 4. McBride comes off the bench, hits 4 of his three-pointers in the first quarter, finishes with 29 points, flat-out balling. Very, very proud of him. Very, very proud of him. He hit 7 of 9 for the game from 3. Josh Hart hit 4 of 6 from 3. Landry Shamet, who is another person that deserves to be applauded, he hit 4 of 6 from 3. Karl Anthony Towns hit 2 of his 3-point shots. And Jalen Brunson hit 6 of 10 from 3-point range. Everybody for the Knicks, all of those guys, all 5 of those guys, shot 60% or better from 3-point range. In other words, Philly didn't stand a chance. Philly didn't stand a chance. And so here we are with the New York Knicks. We're back into the NBA Finals, and there's a couple of storylines to focus on. Number one, got to give Mikal Bridges some love, because that slump that he was in, that awful way that he was playing as the season drew to an end, as the playoffs started the first 2 games or so, I had that energy on a negative way. I got to have that energy on a positive way. Mikal Bridges has shown up. And he's been making his shot, open threes, open perimeter shots, pull up, fall away shots, you know, 15 feet away. He's been defending. He's been giving you his minutes. I'm very pleased with Mikal Bridges right now. Karl Anthony Towns, can't say enough about him. Point center, running the show, being a facilitator, but still being able to hit shots from the outside. Can't say enough about Karl Anthony Towns. Can't say enough about him. He's been balling. Deserves all our credit in the world. So we got to give credit where credit is due in that regard. Then you got a situation where we're looking at Jalen Brunson. Big Perk, Kendrick Perkins said it on First Take this morning. I'm going to reiterate it right here, right now. If the New York Knicks win the conference tournament and they end up advancing to the finals, and they win the finals with Jalen Brunson doing what he does, Jalen Brunson will go down as the greatest New York Knickerbocker in history. Better than Walt Clyde Frazier. Better than Bernard King. Better than Patrick Ewing. All of it. He'll go down as the greatest Nick of all time if he delivers the championship to this city. No doubt about it. So we just got to give love and respect where it's due when it comes to him playing the way that he has been playing, but they still got a job to finish. Game four, like you said. I mean, I'm just looking at it, and you just can't say enough. It is what it is. And the New York Knicks got to continue to play. They got to continue to move the basketball. They got to continue to hit perimeter shots, and they got to continue to defend on an elite level. Only the Spurs have had a better defense than the Knicks in these playoffs. They got to continue to do that. They got to. And they'll be fine. As it pertains to the Philadelphia 76ers, who the Knicks swept, beat, and beat convincingly in midst of the sweep, I take no joy in saying this. But it's time to move on from Daryl Morey. It just is. Embiid, perpetually injured, hasn't even started his three-year $193 million extension. I don't know what happened. 3 years, $193 million. It was a sound that came in my voice to my audience. I apologize. It sounded like we had a technical difficulty and we were going to commercial break, but that's not the case. Thank goodness. Thank you. But Joel Embiid, 3 years, $193 million. This dude hasn't played more than 40 games in a season the last 3 years. And he's getting ready to begin a three-year, $193 million extension. You couldn't give him away at that price tag. You couldn't give him away. And then when you think about cats like Isaiah Joe and Jared McCain and others, you see these guys. The 76ers had them. And somehow they gave them away. Talking about draft capital, all this other stuff. They could play. What you giving them away for? What you giving them away for? And if you gave them away, you gave them away, but you're going to give Paul George 4 years, $212 million? Love Paul George. But he's beyond his prime. 4 years, $212 million? Why would you do that? Daryl Morey, that's why. That's why you did that. So I just think about these things. And then I also think about this. Josh Harris is the owner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Just like he owns the Washington Commanders of the National Football League. He's a billionaire. Simple question. He has Bob Myers working under him. A four-time champion executive with the Golden State Warriors. Why do you need to have anybody if you got Bob Myers under your staple? Let him make the basketball decisions. Don't you think that would be wise? I do. And I think the Philadelphia 76ers have definitely dropped the ball. They've got their own first round picks over the next 7 years. I get that. But the bottom line is they're in a bad spot. They got stomped. And to see the fans in Philadelphia, I mean, the Knicks fan base took the hell over. You had the players complaining that it was louder at their own arena with Knicks fans cheering them on than it was with Knicks fans cheering the Knicks on at Madison Square Garden. That's how bad it was in Philadelphia yesterday for 76ers. New York Knicks fans came there and took the hell over. The Sixers didn't have a home court advantage. And once McBride was hitting threes and Josh Hart was hitting threes, and it was over. It was a wrap. It was a wrap. So these are the important things to bring out. These are the important things to pay attention to. There's simply no way around it. Change has to take place in Philadelphia. AAA Mad Dog 6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. I get out to the West. Really not much to say because LeBron and them are getting swept tonight. Let's just get that out the way right now. That's what's going to happen. They're getting swept tonight. Okay? Don't you doubt it. Don't you doubt it. You want to pray for a miracle? Go ahead and pray. I'm not going to knock you, but make no mistake. He's getting swept tonight. But even before I get to the draft, I'm sure y'all all saw the play by Victor Wembanyama. Turning around and elbowing Naz Reid for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Ultimately, Victor Wembanyama receives the first ejection of his career. He gets it. He gets the hook. And in the aftermath, you got a coach. Do we have that sound, Sean, of the coach, Mitch Johnson, talk about Wembanyama's suspension? Ladies and gentlemen, listen to Coach Mitch Johnson talking about what happened in Wembanyama. Listen to this.
Every single play on every single part of the floor, people are trying to impose their physicality on him. I get it. We get it. That's part of the game. But at some stage, he's gotten chucked. He's gotten pushed down in transition, running freely, all the stuff. He doesn't complain one time. We don't complain because we're just going to play. We don't really give a excuse my language. But at some stage, he should be protected. And if not, he's going to have to protect himself. And unfortunately, stuff like that happens. At some level, it's starting to get actually disgusting just in terms of when he tries to fight through things and be professional and mature and deal with some of that stuff. I'm glad he took matters into his old hands. Again, not in terms of hitting Naz Reid, but I'll let me be very clear about that. I'm glad Naz Reid was okay, and I didn't want him to elbow him. But he's going to have to protect himself if they're not.
Let me say this about Coach Mitch Johnson. He's a Coach of the Year candidate. He has absolutely done a phenomenal job. The Spurs are in good hands with that brother coaching into the future. His argument makes sense under normal circumstances. Wimby sits up there, glances at Naz Reid, swings his elbow, vicious swing, definitely warranted an automatic ejection. Definitely warranted that. But also, one could easily argue it may have warranted a suspension. That's not going to happen, just so you know. News came down the pike that the NBA was not going to suspend Victor Wembanyama. So he is not getting suspended. Period. So Victor Wembanyama will not be suspended for game 5. Since the Spurs did end up losing game 4 to San Antonio, Victor Wembanyama will not be suspended. All good, absolutely fine, no problem whatsoever. But the point is, if you're Mitch Johnson, head coach of the San Antonio Spurs, that ain't the time to make that argument. He's lucky he didn't get Wemby suspended. Because when you say it's ridiculous and he's got to protect himself and you're essentially coming across to somebody who justified the swing, even though you said for the record, you understand you're not saying he should have done that. You hope Naz Reid is okay. And you're not saying he should have swung the elbow like that. In essence, you're like, he's got to protect himself. He's got to protect himself because look what they're doing to him. And you said that in the immediate aftermath of the game following his suspension. The league, he's very lucky that the league didn't say, you know what, bump this. We got to send a message. We can't let Victor Wembanyama get away with that. He's got to sit out game 5. Because that could have easily happened. You need to know, that could have easily happened. I would not have wanted to suspend Victor Wembanyama either. But that doesn't mean he didn't deserve it. You're the San Antonio Spurs. Of course, you're going to think differently. But if you're anybody else with a sliver of a objective mind, you've got to understand you can't do what he did. Do you think Wemby should have been suspended? Or do you think the ejection and a fine was more than enough? 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. That's two items. Here's a third. It's the NBA draft. Now, for those of you who are living under a rock, okay, understand that the Washington Wizards won the draft lottery. The Washington Wizards, okay? I think that's basketball purgatory personally. That's how I feel about them. I don't think that there's much that's good about the Washington Wizards franchise. They've lost a minimum of 64 games each of the last three seasons. I think they're on a fast track to nowhere. I don't know if we should have any faith in Washington. So the number one overall pick, in all likelihood, unless something changes, will likely be A.J. DeBonza out of BYU, who I know. And I got a lot of love and respect for that kid. I really do. But the Washington Wizards, I wouldn't wish that on my worst nightmare. How lousy I think the situation is in basketball in the nation's capital. I just think it's bad. I really, really do. And they got to do something about it. You know, obviously, Utah's hovering at number two and stuff like that. I got that part. But I'm just saying to you, personally, doesn't move me. Him in Washington, I ain't wishing that on A.J. DeBonza. Not me. I feel sad for him. Nation's leading scorer as a freshman, averaging 25 and a half a game. Legit 6'8", with hops, with a J. Brother's the package. He can ball. But in Washington, man. And how about Indiana? You tank the whole damn season. You trade away Miles Turner. All right? And come to find out, you get the fifth pick. So you dropped out of the top four protected picks. All right? And your fifth pick ends up going to the Clippers. The Los Angeles Clippers have the top five pick in the NBA draft, courtesy of being owed that pick by the Indiana Pacers. So now it's like, wow. The Indiana Pacers, who were awful this year, you tanked the season for nothing, which is why Kevin Pritchard apologized, the executive for the Indiana Pacers, apologized to the fan base. Tanked all of that for nothing. That's what they did, it for nothing. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. Just 888-623-3646. Lines are open. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with NBA talk, playoffs, drafts, and then some. Stick around. It's Stephen A., Sirius XM. Doggy style.